Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Have you been busy today?
Yes, I usually always am busy during the day, and I've been having a wonderful day. I feel very productive from last night till today. I've been very productive. I rearranged all my furniture. I hung pictures. I changed my lighting around, and it really cheered me up. It's really nice. And then I surprised my daughter. I'm like, come look at the living room. She said, oh, Mom, that looks beautiful. So that made me feel great. How have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, I mean, I've been, you know, well, this is related to what we're talking about today. But I went on a match. And
really?
Yeah, because, you know, today we are going to talk about romance during social distancing, and it's hard. I mean, I can't do something simple like go to a gas station because, you know.
Right, and that's one of the things that you like to do, and that is all of a sudden taken away. I mean, it may sound simple. It's something that you enjoyed, and now you can't do it. And it's basically freedom, really. A lot of freedom is, I mean, we can do it. We're not going to get arrested, but we shouldn't do it because of social distancing. But it is part of our freedom. It feels like it was just, like, ripped away. You just can't go shopping and go around at leisure. I mean, we used to just be in lines and really close to people or be on the subway or the bus or train or plane. And it's just like, gosh, I don't even see any end in sight. You know, it's not like it's going to be like, okay, boom, it's over, everything's safe. It's going to slowly get back to normal someday. So it just really affects people's psyche and in different ways. So we just thought, it's a good time to hey, let's do a dating and love show. Let's see, you know, what we could come up with that might be some good ideas or inspiration for people. And maybe they also could call in and tell us what they've been doing and how they're dealing with it if they were in the dating scene. And so, you know what, I'd love to hear that you got on Match. So that's match.com. You registered for that today?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you know what? They have a good track record. My friend ended up meeting her husband on there.
Mind if I ask you which friend?
Well, you haven't met her yet, but she used to be my massage therapist when I was up in L.A. She's amazing. She's 6 foot tall, blonde. She put in there what kind of guy, to the T, the description of him, height, color, how much that she wanted him to make, like a minimum amount, and, you know, where she wanted him to live. She literally got exactly what she described, exactly, and they're still married. This has probably been 12 years now.
Wow.
And they have a lovely little girl, and they're just, and she used to get so much flack from her mom and dad about, well, when are you going to get married? And you know, a lot of women get pressured after a certain age because that's what the parents, they want. They want their children to be happy and find a nice mate and get married. And, you know, it's kind of a dream of parents. And so she was one of those ones that would always get harassed. When are you going to get married? So, well, she did. And but she used to be single forever, and she would do, she had a bulldog, and she would do birthday parties for her bulldog. I went to one. I mean, she went all out for this bulldog with the hats and the cake and everything, and a lot of people came. So she got married a little later. I don't know. I think she still has it. I need to call her. I haven't ran into her for a couple of years, but she's totally cool. And you know what? So it works. But you have to be specific, and it's a lot like manifesting, actually, going on these dating sites, because you have to be very descriptive of what you want. And that's part of manifesting, is to really know and think about the details. The details are important when you're manifesting. So you'll be manifesting when you fill out that form, and you won't even know it.
I know.
Johnny, I told you I was going to help you, though, write your profile. I was going to help you because I'm a good writer, remember?
That's true. What kind of guys do you go for?
Oh, I didn't hear that. What was that, Johnny?
What kind of guys do you go for?
Oh, you are so funny. I really like the funny and sweet. I don't like the bad guy, and I don't like the one that's just too cool and just a serious type. I prefer somebody with a very good sense of humor, but you know, they have to be easy on the eyes too. But I really don't have a certain, I mean, sometimes I like the darker color, sometimes I like the light with the blue eyes. There is one person I envision. There's a person that I envision that I will know when I see them that is who I've been manifesting, actually. It's a twinkle in the eye, and it's like a hazel eye, kind of a see-through marbly hazel eye. It's very warm feeling when you look at their face. It's very, but doesn't talk too much. I like the types that are the silent, the very highly intelligent, silent. Because if you talk a lot, when you're a guy and you write long, long, long text, paragraph after paragraph, I feel like that's feminine to me. It's feminine. The girls talk a lot. To me, if a guy talks a lot, that's just, it's a turn off.
Mm-hmm. You know, you told me one time, you said, don't mention the next thing on the profile.
Oh, well, no, but if they ask, if you get closer to them, like, tell us about your next thing, because, you know, people are listening for the first time might not know what the next thing means. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just something you like. Just tell.
Yeah.
Just tell everybody. We are on there, right?
Oh. Well, I mean, I love it when a woman gets an intense reaction from having her neck kiss. You know?
Is this the same thing, like, you want her, do you want her face to turn red?
Yeah. Possible, you know? And I want, like, her, you know, her eyes to close and her head to lean back and her to start laughing because it feels so good.
Okay, so, but this isn't the same thing where, okay, you like two things. You like to do that, and you also like to see them blush. But do you like to see them blush when you're doing that or when you're
blushing? Blushing, period, is nice because I feel that's the sign that a woman cares about other people other than herself when she blushes, you know? I mean, it's like what she's doing, she's thinking, like, something feels good, and then she's thinking to herself, okay, whoa, you know?
Or I'm just like, oh, they saw some emotion come out. I'm so shy to show that. I feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. If you really like somebody, and then you're looking at them, they catch you looking at them, then you blush. That would be, like, Oh, then you would know. Okay, she really likes me. I just made her blush. So I get it. I totally get the blushing thing. It's not like you want to make them feel uncomfortable to blush. It's like you, it just makes you feel like, okay, they wouldn't have blushed around me if they didn't somewhat have feelings for me.
Yeah, it's not
right?
Fair.
Yeah,
I mean, don't
that's
you
right.
blush easily?
No, but I did before. I used to when I was younger. I was more shy. I've really come out of my shell later, like, you know, after my 20s. And by the time I was in my 30s, I was not blushing that often, Johnny. You're funny. I do remember going around the table at Thanksgiving, and I could see the ones that were, like, horrified. They didn't want to be next. It's like they don't like the spotlight on them. You know, when you go around the table and you say what you're grateful for on Thanksgiving, some families do that. I remember there was an in-law there. Oh, my gosh, her face turned beet red. And I mean, nobody said anything because that could embarrass them further because they just want to move on to the next person. Oh, boy, was her face ever red and blotchy. It was so sad because it's like we're all family here. But that made her so uncomfortable having to have all the eyes on her and for her to say a few words. That made her totally uncomfortable. Isn't that funny? And she was sitting right next to her husband of like 25 years. I don't like to make other people blush like women because that's for a whole another reason that they're blushing. And I like to make people feel comfortable. But I know where you're coming from when it comes to dating as a man in a woman scenario. I get it. So what else? Okay, so you like the neck, the intimate neck kissing, and you like to give reaction from that. And you like to make them blush because that means they care. It shows you they care.
When a woman puts her hand on my shoulder, that means she's not afraid of me.
Right. Well, that's very endearing. What about, like, if you're at the movies, is that when you like that to be done to you?
Oh, I love that.
Or you're watching a movie? If you watch a movie, do you prefer to go to a theater or do you like to watch at home?
I mean, if it's in the theater, I'll be kissing your neck while she watches the movie.
What if somebody's sitting behind you?
They'll still do it. Why would it stop me?
Well, because maybe you would think that they could see you and you would be embarrassed.
No, it wouldn't be.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
do you have
you don't have anybody. What was the question? What?
Do you like public displays of affection?
Not really. No. I don't like, holding hands, putting your arm around, kissing on the cheek, fine. Yeah, I'm not going to make out or do a romantic kiss in front of anybody. I don't like it. Mm-mm.
Why not?
I've seen people do that and people yell at them, get a room, get a room. That's probably why. I just don't know if it's very appropriate. It might bother somebody. It might make them feel like, ooh, can't you do that in private? It depends. Like, I just told you what I'm comfortable with. And then why wouldn't I want to make out with somebody in front of others? Because that would make me feel uncomfortable and I wouldn't even enjoy it because I would be uncomfortable. But would you like make out and French kiss somebody in front of other people?
Not French kiss, but I would kiss.
Well, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. Like a little peck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Now, what else we have going on? We know what you like. I told you a little bit about what I like. I'm not really looking for that right now, so it doesn't matter with me. And we're not even supposed to look anyway, according to psychics and people who are manifesting, we're just supposed to, it's just supposed to happen. I don't totally believe that. I think that you should be proactive, and if you want to find your love, if you feel like you're lonely and you want a partner, or it's not just from loneliness, you want to share your life, you just are ready for that, then I think you should take steps to find that person. I think you really should. And some people say, oh, no, don't do anything. It just will happen because it'll be meant to be. Well, then we just walk around not trying to make anything happen because it was just meant to be. Does that mean then I don't have to work?
I know, yeah.
But remember somebody said that once, and you and I didn't agree with that.
Yeah, the reason I don't like that is that it implies don't make an effort to have communication.
Exactly. I didn't agree with that either. I think you remember that show when somebody said that, and I didn't think that was... I didn't agree, you know. Hey, people are going to come on and give their advice, supposedly professional advice. We don't have to agree with it. Everybody's different. Okay, so did you write your profile yet?
I'm writing it, but what I'll do is I'll show it to you later, and then you can help out with it.
Okay,
do you
why
have
did
a
you
dating?
Choose that? Do I what?
Chad, that place.
Do I have a dating? Am I a part of a dating app? Is that what you asked?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I am not. I am not. And I told this on a show before that I signed up for one when I was in Arizona, but it wasn't for dating. It was because I wanted to have a partner to watch the Seahawks games. Because I was new there and I didn't have any friends at all, like none, okay? And then I said, okay, I just signed up. So the first person who replies to this message, I will meet you in 20 minutes at the da-da-da sports bar. But, I mean, if they replied and they were maybe a weirdo, but if they replied and they were just a nice person, then they got to. And sure enough, this person, they were nice, and they were the first person, and they did. They met me in 20 minutes. I watched the game with them. They became my friend, and they were a mechanic, and they did all kinds. They fixed my air conditioner in Arizona. You really need to have a good air conditioner. They fixed a few things on my car for free, and that was really nice. They became my friend. And anyway, you can just meet people like that as friends on the sites too, but you have to make it clear that that's what, you don't want to lead them on, you want to be honest. So that is the only time that I did that. So I just don't really, I just told you that I'm not looking and I'm not feeling like I want to have a bunch of dates, so why would I go on one?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I have plenty of friends. Yeah, but I might meet somebody I don't want to right now. Johnny, okay, that's the point. Why? Well, because there's a stay-at-home rule. The coronavirus is going on. If I were to meet somebody that I liked, I wouldn't even be able to really meet them in person right now.
Which is why we're talking about this today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's kind of interesting why you signed up for this today.
You know, I guess maybe if I meet the person, I'll get to know them now. And then, you know, more when the... I mean, we're not going to be... quarantine forever. So.
That's right. You could have a FaceTime relationship for a while.
That's true.
And you know, that's what most people do anyway, because I've heard, oh, these people, they just waste my time. They don't even want to meet me. My girlfriend told me, she goes, I went on there and it's like, they they start to talk, and then when it comes to like, okay, let's meet, it just never seems to happen. And it's like a lot of back and forth, going back and forth, chatting, and then it's like nothing ever happens. Like they never did get a date. So I wonder what that's about. Because you have experience on these dating sites, don't you? So can you tell us a little bit about your experience? Have you met anybody great? Or?
Well, I went on the date with this one woman who says she was, you know, asked her what her career was, and she's a karaoke singer.
Uh-huh.
And then you know, I met her. I mean, it was just really, really not a lady that I wanted to meet, because she smoked before dinner, after dinner. I mean, you know, it was like
it an outdoor restaurant? Hold on. Outdoor restaurant? But this must have been a long time ago, because they haven't allowed smoking indoors for a long time now.
Well, you know, that's what this woman was doing.
Okay, so the restaurant allowed smoking indoors?
Yeah, it did.
Wow, so this might have been a while ago. How long ago was this?
I would say about 20-something years ago.
Yeah, things were different. Well, that's too bad, because you don't like smoking at all. You've got to put that on your profile, that if you smoke, don't even bother contacting me.
Yeah, that's what criteria is, no smoking.
Good. On that one, did you list that?
Yes, I
did. Did you list that, though, before? And she just didn't care, and she accepted the date anyway.
You weren't compatible for other reasons. I mean, you know, she said she was an atheist, and I wanted, I didn't want to do someone who, I wanted to make sure that our religious beliefs weren't driving. And it was just hard for me to believe, you know. So.
Yeah. So what app was that? What company was that?
I think it was on Kiss, I believe. Kiss was the name of it. And you did.
There's a lot out there. I've never even heard of... I've heard of Match.com, and there's one... They're called Tinder, and there's, like, a religious one, too, isn't there? Like, a Christian
one?
E-Harmony
is one that I've heard of. One.
Uh-huh. So how many different ones have you been on?
Oh, goodness, I can't count. I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine. I mean, you know, you have to, I've been on so many. I mean, it's, you know, you have to sort of, to be able I don't know, what's the word? Find someone that I personally believe that some of the things that I've seen on some of the sites don't go well, because they give you multiple choice when in actuality it really should be essay. Like, for example, religious beliefs involved, in my opinion, should never be multiple choice, because it should really be essay. So let me tell you what happened. I went on a date with this woman, and she says that she's not religious, just spiritual. Then we wind up going out to dinner, she tells me she's an atheist. But then I meet another woman who says not religious, just spiritual. And then she says, I'm Mormon. Well, Mormon and atheism are not the same thing. So, you know, something's wrong there. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do understand. Well, then when you start to chat with somebody, just ask them again, oh, it says on your profile this. Can you explain a little bit? Just so you don't go further and waste your time, especially your money. Your money, you know, it's A, you're paying for being a part of the app, And then you are paying for the dinner. So it can get very expensive, and you don't want to waste your money or your time.
I know.
Is anybody out there on a dating app that you could call in and tell us, like, if you've had any good experiences? Is there anything out there new that we don't know about with dating apps? And any advice, people?
I think they are, coming out with, what they do is they do a verified thing, where what they do is that you have your picture taken of you holding up a sign.
Uh-huh.
That makes things easier, you know.
Do they use that for your profile, or is that just for the inside, the official use only?
I think it's for the inside official use. It allows you them to know that you're verified. You know, once they'll what they'll do is they'll verify it, but then they'll say this person is photo verified because you gave them the picture. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, I do. So then you could trust it more. Okay, so when you are filling out your form, what photo do you use? You only have one photo that I know of, but I hear the photo is very important. You want to be, you can't have anybody else in it. I know that. You can, but I'm just saying the ones that work well, the photos that work well are some warm, natural, or nice smile photo, no sunglasses, up close so they can see you, nobody else in it. That is the photo you're supposed to use.
Yeah, I've heard that it has to do with they want to make sure you're in the picture. They want to make sure they can see your eyes, you know.
Okay, so what do you think about the people who don't want to use the dating app or service? And they're trying to date with the coronavirus stay in order. What should they do?
I don't think.
How are they going to meet anybody? Are they just going to have to be patient and wait? Because you can't just go out and meet a person. You don't know if they have coronavirus or not.
I know.
Right?
I don't think you could. The way that things are set up.
No. I know. I was going to tell you a story about this subject. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store. You know, I know that there is this trick that guys do. They notice you at the grocery store. I just smile nicely. Then they don't know what that meant. Does she like me? Does she not like me? And I don't mean to lead them on. I just am a nice person. Then I go out to my car, and I start loading in my groceries, and then the person every time comes out to the parking lot and pretends. I know what they're doing. They pretend that they forgot something in their car, and then they try to get my attention and look at me and look at me. And sometimes I will look at them and say hi, but this time I just turned my back and just pretended I was super ultra busy because I did not want anybody coming up to me because of the 6 feet rule, the social distancing rule. And I just thought, oh my gosh, the coronavirus is not even stopping this person. But then he got the hint and then he went back in. So he didn't bother me. But he was an attractive person and, you know, maybe I would have been open to talking to him if this coronavirus wasn't happening. Then I started thinking, this is sad for the people who want to meet people and want to talk. It is. It's kind of sad. I hope it doesn't last too long. They say, you know, till after summer, then we're going to be. Some people say that's how long we're going to have to wait until we could just go
They're working on a coronavirus vaccine that they're working on.
Oh, yes. I heard they're getting closer every day. I mean, they're working very hard on it. Oh, wow. Okay, so my mom said that there's the first coronavirus they found today in Grand Coulee, Washington. If anybody knows Grand Coulee, they know that that's a tiny little town. They don't even have taxi cab a service. They don't even have a taxi cab service. So that's really got to be a small town, and it is because I've been there. Well, they just got their first case today, this tiny town. But she stays in, so it's okay. She'll be okay.
Oh, is this the right way where your mom lives?
Yes, Grand Coulee, Washington. It's right in the middle of, like, Seattle and Spokane, Washington. Right in the middle of there. So we were all born in Spokane, Washington. I grew up in Seattle. And then my mom just wanted to move a little closer back to a small town for retirement with her and her husband. She's very happy with that kind of life. Then when she got her lung disease, she's one of the ones that is totally at risk with this because her body would never be able to handle it. And she was worried. She said the other day, I don't want to have to go to the hospital now. I don't want anything to happen to where I have to go to the hospital because I will have to be alone. I won't have anybody by my side. And that is so sad. We are having to let our loved ones go who get sick to the hospital, and we can't even be by their side when they die. That's what's going on with so many families right now. It is so sad. So I can't even hardly think about it. Otherwise, I will tear up.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray every day. I pray that she's just safe because her husband still does go out, in and out, in and out. And that's the dangerous part. When they come back home, if they don't totally disinfect themselves, that would be the only danger right there for her. So that's what's going on. A lot of heavy hearts, but then there's all these new beginnings. Like I was saying on the other show, there is a new start for so many people. There are new opportunities for people. People are having breaks that they never have had for years, breaks from their grind, their daily grind that maybe they hated. So it's very much like a balance, a lot of bad, but a lot of good too.
Mm.
I'm sure a lot of people would disagree who are going through the bad, but I have noticed there's going to be a big surge in science, and there's going to be, Vanessa Orr, one of our psychic counselors, said there's going to be a baby boom because people are all staying in, and they're going to have to find fun things to do together more often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I bet she's right about that.
Yeah, well, people are going to be bored. I mean, and it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of them are going to be bored.
Yeah, but, well, you and I are on Up Live, so that helps us stay entertained. We've met friends. Yes. I feel like they are my friends. Do you feel like you've met real friends?
Oh, yeah, because I think that, Kitty has been a big help to me when she called in to the night.
Yeah, that was so cool. Yeah. One of our, and people don't know what UpLive, it's the live streaming app that you could, it's very phone friendly, but you could do it on your big computer and you, it's basically like FaceTime with a whole lot more. So, and they're very strict. I feel like when I go on there, I'm very well protected. Nobody can say anything degrading. They'll knock them right out. So that's good for me. It's kind of a safe place to do that. the thing about it is when you do your live streams or you go on another person's live stream, that never is saved to where other platforms like Facebook Live and Instagram Live, there's the option to save it. And this, I feel like people have a little bit more of a feeling of freedom to where they could just let it all out and be themselves and, you know, just be more real because they know it's not going to just be up there for 24 hours or forever. Have you thought about that?
What, you mean, what's up there for 20 hours?
24 hours. Okay. When you do Facebook Live, you can set it to be up for 24 hours. Or you can save the video forever that you did a live video that everybody saw. You could either delete it or you could keep it up. You could keep it up it will automatically stay up for 24 hours. If you don't like it, yes, you can go back and delete it. But it automatically stays up for 24 hours. And then you can actually save it to keep it up there on your timeline forever if you'd like to. On UpLive, what you and I are on right now, you cannot save it. It doesn't save. You can only do like a little clip, like I think 7-second clips. You can record 7-second clips while you're on it and then post it on your moments. But that's it. Did you not realize that, Johnny?
No, I didn't. I know. Actually, I thought that I'd seen you copy your moments, you're up on the screen. I've seen you do that before.
I know, but you can only copy 7 seconds. You can't copy that's why, I think that's why it's called a moment. Well, I don't know why it's called a moment. All I know is that nobody can go back and look at the live stream. Like, say you're a dancer and our dancer friend was dancing. She can't go back and save that forever. It's gone. That's why it's authentic. It's an authentic thing. Or somebody has a really good singing performance. Like right now I'm the voice of China Judge. I can't go back and look at like a stream of them singing. So it's very interactive. I think it's quite smart. I think that is a extremely smart app done well. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah. It seems to function really well.
Yeah. It functions well. That's right. It does function well. So do you have any advice for these people besides just getting on a dating site or it's the only way? I mean, you can't just, like I was saying, at the grocery store. You cannot just meet people out and about because you can't go up and approach them. Your conversation will be 6 feet away. And now today I've just realized a conversation without a mask, the little particles, that could even make you sick. Just talking to somebody can make you sick because I always thought that anyway. I always thought don't like talk at them because there's little particles that you can't see. Like little steam from your breath, you cannot see it, and it's going into the air. They're even saying now, Johnny, that somebody could be talking, and you walk by, and you walk in their cloud of their residual breath from their speech, and you can get it. That's why I didn't want to get out of my car when nobody was leaving the beach. They had to close the beaches down. And the parking lot's down, so nobody would go to the beach because everybody was riding their bikes or rollerblading, and they would whiz by you, and all their air would go right into your nose. Their air, their sweat, their breathing, that would get too close. And I saw tons of people so close passing each other, and now they're finding that out. Now, that is really scary. I'm going to wear my mask for sure. Everywhere I go now. I think we're supposed to in California now. I think this is the new thing today. They said they recommend wearing masks for all the Californians. And I have an N95 mask, and they're like, don't wear it or buy it. Well, if I already bought it in February, because I was going to fly in March, I already bought an N95 mask. It was $18. I bought two. I bought one for my friend who I was traveling with. It was easy to buy. Of course, you can't buy them now. They're nowhere to be found. Well, I offered to send my mask to my friend in New York because she still goes and works with this family. She's working with a child with autism, very big case of it. And she just got this job. My best friend since fourth grade moved to New York, and she just got this job. And they still want her to come over and teach and help with the child. But the parents are there. The parents just can't handle it. So she's there handling it. And so I said, well, would you like me to send you my N95 mask? Because I will. Because I feel like she needs it more than I do.
Are you sending it to her?
She did not reply yet. She did not reply. Or I could just keep it in case it gets really, really bad, and then put it on my child in case we have to. I'll just wear the cheap one, and I'll put the good one on my child.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for an emergency. If I had a person that I knew, a nurse or a doctor that really needed one, I would definitely give it to them, but I don't know one that needs one. I have not taken it out of the plastic yet. But I also have all of these other masks. I asked the doctor. I had a doctor's visit a couple of months ago. I said, do you mind if I take a few of these masks? They said, no problem. They had tons of them right in the waiting room. I bet they don't have them anymore. So I have a few around, just the regular kind. What?
Who's this?
Oh, this was a couple, like a month and a half ago. I had a doctor's appointment, my regular primary doctor checkup. I was so excited because I just got all the medical stuff figured out here in Huntington Beach, and I had all the doctors lined up, my physical therapy, oh, from my fall. I was so excited. I had the foot doctor and the from all the dancing. I have a couple things on my feet that are like, not things, but like inside my foot. She felt it because my, not the big toes, but the toe on the side of the big toe was electric shocks every time I would walk in high heels or walk up with bare feet on hard surface. If I wear my flip-flops, I'm fine. It's weird. And she said, yep, you have it. I forgot what it's called. But then, so I was going to go to the foot doctor, see all kinds of different doctors, and Priscilla, too, my daughter, had her lined up for all kinds of doctors. But thank God, not that this helps with the coronavirus, but I did get my flu shot. And I feel like, well, at least I'm not going to get the regular flu. Because listen to this, I was thinking, here is very smart that you suggested the flu shot, because what if I did get flu symptoms? I would for sure know it's the coronavirus, because I wouldn't be getting flu symptoms if I got the flu shot. If it was the regular flu, I would know it was not the regular flu because I already have the flu shot. So that, to me, like today, I felt like, oh gosh, is my left side of my throat sore? And I'm like, uh-oh. It was just like dry, I guess. It's not sore anymore. Thank God. But do you ever worry? Like you wake up and you're like, I don't feel good. I hope I don't have it.
I got the coronavirus.
No way. That's a horrible.
Yeah, it was green. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was really weird.
That's scary. I had my first nightmare in a long time a few nights ago, too. So that's affecting people. What do you think it's doing to... Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's not a dream. Dream is good. What do you think that the people who are dating, like really, really, really like each other that are dating right now, are they going back and forth to each other's homes, or Do they just say, hey, look, I'm staying in? Do you have any friends that are dating? Do you have any stories about dating problems?
I saw two people on an app. One girl was a girl that lives in Sweden. The other one is a guy that lives in Florida. And they talk about coming to see each other. And I'm like, that's being held on hold, I would bet.
Yeah. Did you ask them?
No, but I didn't even think about it at the time. But at the time, I was thinking, I mean, now we're just like, gee, how are you going to plan on doing that?
Yeah. Mhm. Oh yeah, and just the next door neighbor that is new. She's coming in and out constantly because she has a dog. I'm glad I actually didn't get a dog now, because I would have to be going out all the time. And sometimes I just think, oh, every time I go out, I feel like I'm risking my life. She's going in and out with the dog all the time, and then I heard there were several people at her apartment the other night, and they were all laughing. It was a group of people, so I don't think they're being very careful.
Yeah. I mean, if people become infected, you know, it's going to slow down the ability of California to be opened up.
You know how I had that problem with my car tires being slashed, and I Well, it was 4 days without it. So I went to the grocery store. So 4 days, a lot can change at the grocery stores now. And I was pleasantly surprised. Thank goodness I could buy. I bought a whole chicken so I could do the whole chicken with the carrots and potatoes and onions. And then I got finally ground turkey meat, because I cook with that all the time. My daughter loves meatloaf. She loves my chili. She loves my spaghetti meat sauce, and I use all turkey meat for that. That's a lot of different meals that I would use the lean ground turkey meat with. Oh, my gosh, I was so glad I was able to get that again. And then the bread's all back, too. Now there's bagels and bread, so I was able to get that again. And milk, too, because there wasn't even any milk or juice for a while, so it's back. But the only thing that says one per family, okay, well, there was no toilet paper left. But it's okay. I still have tissues, like, you know, so I'm fine. But, and then I have napkins. If that runs out, then I have paper towels. But I'm just saying, what is it? Like, why can't the manufacturers just send, like, loads of it, like, triple it up? Isn't that strange?
What do you mean? Toilet paper?
I mean, isn't it strange that they just still cannot stock enough toilet paper or napkins or Kleenex? It's empty still. I find that strange that they just can't get a load of it in, like more. I just find that strange. But at least that's getting back to normal. But at the grocery store, another thing was changed. There's a partition now, like what they have at banks. Like, I'm sure it's not bulletproof, but it's like a plastic partition. It's not glass. It's just like clear plastic. So the checker is not even, he's totally protected when he's behind his register. And I know you don't go to the grocery store, so I thought maybe you would find that interesting. And did you know at stores they have little boxes, and they have little, like, tape set up, like little boxes to where each person is supposed to stand to wait and not get further closer than that, the next person? Like at 7-Eleven they had it. They had that there. I've noticed it around. I haven't been to the bank yet, but I have to go tomorrow to the bank. I bet they're very careful too. So nobody called in to give us their little tips or comments about our subject?
No, I guess nobody did.
Nobody did. They just want to listen. That's okay.
Did you want to do the shout-out?
Oh, is it that time? We have 10 more minutes. No, we have 10 more minutes. We have a lot to cover here.
Okay.
I'm trying to get out of it. Why don't you read us your dating profile?
No, I'm not going to read that because it's
Oh, come on, Johnny, please.
This is basically what it says. This is the summary. It says, I'm an evolving Christian with a sense of humor, and I do podcasts to get interview psychics to relax. The one thing I love is the neck of a woman. Let me elaborate on what I want from a woman. If you answer to the question, do you like if your neck kissed, is one, yes, two, of course, three, is it all women, then that's not what I want. I want the woman who can get weak in the knees from having her neck kissed. I do not want the average response. I want to hear the woman who get the intense responses. If you want to break the ice, message me your answer on how do you react when your neck is kissed. Also, how do you like it kissed? Also,
one mention of the neck kissing is enough, but I mean, it was like the whole thing was like, okay, and if you like
I'm not done yet. Also, whoever I date must share profound interest in the paranormal and the supernatural, as they do a podcast where I talk about the subjects daily as well as other subjects. And I said here that I don't have kids, and I want someone who doesn't have kids. So,
even though you love kids, though.
Yeah, I mean, okay with it. I just, you know.
Well, because they might have, they might want you to like the kids. Maybe they have so what if it's a teenager? What if it's like almost out of the house? What if it's 16 or 17?
Well, I mean, I can be flexible. It's just ideally it would have to be somebody that doesn't have any. I mean, if it's a choice between somebody that has any and someone that doesn't, I tend to lean towards it doesn't because I don't see myself as a father, you know.
You don't see yourself as a father figure?
No, not at all.
Yes, you do. You always say that you do when you talk to Priscilla. Oh, you do too. You're a great father figure. No, but I mean, you're very good with children. Why can't you let them have kids? You're just really like, no. You know what? I think you should leave that part out because why wouldn't you want them to have kids? What's wrong with it?
Well, they may want a father for that kid, and I'm not.
Okay, so can't they have kids and you are not going to be the father because maybe they have the father and they see every other weekend?
I mean, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Well, because, if they have kids, there are going to be a lot of women out there with kids because they're women. So you might want to take that part out because this is going to limit you a lot. And you could just say, I love kids, but I don't want to help raise small children. I'm past that point of wanting to do that. But I think that if they have teenagers, it's okay. And they're like going to go to college soon.
That's true. Yeah.
You're going to limit yourself. That's... I'm just saying that most women have kids and then you're going to you're going to take out like 80% of women out like that you could have had a chance with just because they have kids. So what is it about the kids that you don't want to have in your life? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Is going to bother you?
I'm anxious enough with my life. And, because I'm anxious enough with my life, kids.
Okay, what you could say is, it's fine if you have kids, just don't leave me alone. Don't expect me to take care of them. And don't ever leave them alone with me. That would be hilarious. Just don't leave them alone with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll rewrite it. But I just think that if you take out the part of, like, don't have kids, then you're going to limit yourself because most women do have kids.
Okay.
Right? That makes sense. Or is there a box? Is it like a box that says, do you want kids? Do you want them to have kids or not? Is that a part of
the
question you have
box.
To answer?
There's also a yes, but they don't live with me box.
Oh, yeah, check that box. That's a better box. Then you won't limit yourself because it will. You kind of sound not very nice if you just don't like them to have kids at all. Yeah, because if I read that, ooh, I would be like, oh, what a jerk. Bye-bye. Even if I didn't have any kids and I read that, I would be like, oh, forget that. That's not nice. Because what if somebody doesn't have any kids? And they read that, I feel like they would think that that was not a very warm, open person. Just my advice. I mean, you said you haven't been very lucky on these things. I'm just trying to, like, change it up for you a little bit.
Okay.
And can your mom take some pictures of you when you go outside so you have some new pictures?
Yeah, I'm sure mom could take some pictures of me, yeah.
Or you know what, I could do a FaceTime with you after this and pose you up and then just do a screenshot while I have you on FaceTime. Do a little photo shoot like that. Just get you something
Okay.
Does that sound fun?
That sounds fun, yeah.
But I like the fact that you're doing this because then I know that your spirits are good because when you are searching for somebody, that means that you're in a good place in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Do you stay up late? Are you a night person?
Oh, I'm a night person, yes.
How long do you Then that's an important thing to say right there. You want another night person. You could have a long night.
Also, another thing I will say is smoking. I don't want so many smokes.
Yes, but why? Because of that bad date, or has it always bothered you so much?
I can't stand cigarette smoke. I mean, I think it's... You know, I mean, it's all about starting. You know, people who start to smoke, I mean, why do people have to smoke? I mean, you're going to, you're basically telling someone, you know, you're setting yourself up
cancer?
Yes, I mean, cancer. So, I mean, you know...
Okay, so I don't like the smell of that either. I just walk by somebody if they're smoking a cigarette from far away across the street. I can smell it from across the street. And if I walk through by accident, their smoke and their cigarette, then my hair, it doesn't smell good. My hair, because your hair absorbs the smoke, and then my hair smells like smoke, and I have to rewash it. If I see somebody smoking, I will walk the other way because I don't want it to get in my hair. Smoking is kind of getting, like, really kind of a thing of the past. I don't blame you. I was just curious. So you don't like the fact of the choice of their choice because it's a bad choice, and you don't like the way it smells.
And I don't like the way it smells. Yes, it's a health. It is not healthy. And
right.
It's not healthy, in my opinion. It's, I mean, you know.
Well,
and plus,
not only that,
but there's another aspect to this. You know, secondary smoke. I mean, you're basically asking to do secondary smoke. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, why are you.
And they don't seem to care. They don't seem to care about secondhand smoke. They don't seem to care. Okay, so, Johnny, I know that what you like, but what do you like in a woman besides their reaction to your kissing them on the neck? What is important? Okay, spirituality, we know that.
Be very philosophical.
Uh-huh.
And, they, I guess, probably have the same kind of sense of humor. You know?
Do they have to look a certain way?
No, but I will tell you this. I love it when the woman has long hair,
Oh, really? How long?
Oh, yes. It doesn't matter. Just what color, just as long as it's long.
I didn't say color. Like how long? Shoulder or like below the shoulders?
I would say below the shoulder. There's nothing quite
like
that.
Do you like it straight?
I guess straight. It's so much more fun to lift up.
to kiss their neck, right?
You're funny, John.
It's just so much more fun to lift up to kiss their neck, right?
Yes.
That's funny. Well, do you like it that you can express yourself and talk about your turn-ons and turn-offs without somebody saying, hashtag, what is it called? Me Too movement. Like, hashtag Me Too movement.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yes, I'm not.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to have your own show. You can say what you want, which is nothing wrong with it, without being like, hey, you're offending people. What's the big deal? It's called, who cares? Intimacy is a big part of our life. So why are we trying to hide? Why would anybody try to hide something that is such a natural human emotion and a human need?
It's about making someone feel good. It's not about embarrassment or,
It's not about embarrassment. That's right. So I'm glad. And I really love how it's going. And we've been having some really great shows lately. And today, what is today? What is today, Thursday? Okay, so great. Because we're coming to a close now. So let's talk about what we have going on tomorrow for everybody. We have Dale Shear. Psychic Dale Shear is going to be on tomorrow, which is Friday. So everybody, call in if you'd like your free psychic reading. And you can look her up, DaleShear.com, just so you kind of can be ready to know who the psychic is that we're having on. And that'll be really fun. We always have a lot of callers, and we always help people quite a bit. So that's for tomorrow. And also, Johnny and I, we have a Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook page and group page. I seem to always post on the group page, and I posted a lot of stuff on there today. If I find something that's helpful or nice, I might just forwarded a couple of things that my mom sent me that were really nice on Facebook. And the Twitter and the Instagram, we have that as well, under Life, Laughter, Happiness. And then the most important thing is our YouTube channel, where you can find all of our shows and catch this one again. And you could also go on to our psychic playlist, our Psychic Night playlist there, and you can hear different psychics. And if you like one that we've had on before, drop us a line on our website. We have a place there where you could put your name in and your email address and comment. We would love to hear, hey, if you really like this one, have this one back or that one back. And we have this at our disposal because Johnny is very connected with all of the psychics we've had on before. So that would be fun to hear. And what else? Where else would you like them to go? Probably our Facebook most often, so that they could get, if they have a problem finding the show at all, you can find the link there. And we post the link to promote before and after our live broadcast. So you'll never have a problem finding the shows, will they?
No, they won't.
Will they, Johnny? No, they won't.
They will not.
So that's cute. And I like just chatting sometimes. It's fun. And I always learn a little bit more about my wonderful, sweet co-host, Johnny Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're funny because every time you're like, well, what type of men do you like, Barbara? Every time we have a dating show, you always ask me that question. You know what? I'm going to think about that. I'm going to start manifesting it, because I have this person. When I was really young, I looked up to this person. Of course, I didn't have a crush on him. I was very young. It's just that person stuck out to me like a family friend. I don't ever tell anybody who it is. It's a family friend. Something about the twinkle in their eye. And they were very... they weren't like quiet and shy at all. They were very confident and very successful. But a man of few words. I like that. It shows wisdom. So I really liked his taste in a lot of things in the home, the cars. The cars were totally cool, although he did own a car dealership. So I would hope they were cool. And just liked the look of that person. I just liked it, so it was attractive to me. And I'm going to start manifesting that, and if that comes my way, I will then be able to tell you, hey, that's the one I was manifesting.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Good night, Barbara.
Okay, good night, Johnny, and good night, everybody, and thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow on our live show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.